from the ABCs, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. The legendary abandoned Empress Theater on Sherbrooke and Old Orchard is going to be partially demolished and converted into an art space after years of attempts to revive the building. The Empress Theater, built in 1927, was an iconic Egyptian revival-style theater that once catered to NDG's artistic movie-going community. But since 1992, the building has been sitting inactive and decommissioned, with water damage eating away at its interior, while the stone sarcophagi and scarabs look out onto the street through a chain-link fence. Promises to rebirth this building have been continuous since its decommissioning, but now the members of Ensemble Montréal are acting to turn the space into an outdoor art center. The building is now set to be demolished, with only the facades facing Sherbrooke and Old Orchard left standing. The space between will be converted into a courtyard for community events, including outdoor movie screenings. This timeline is ambitious. They plan to have phase one of this project completed by fall of 2027. Here is Côte de Neige NDG Mayor Stephanie Valenzuela.
Concretely, this first phase is something that we are capable of doing under our administration without any other partnership.
Well, the city is allocating $10 million for this first phase. Later phases will include collaboration with private developers to build a new building on the lot as well. Scott McLeod is an artist in NDG and a spokesperson for the Empress Cinema Collective, a group that has been advocating for updates to the theater for decades now. He has fond memories of attending the cinema in the 80s.
It was an outing for people of all ages, all generations at that time, and it was amazing to have something like that so close.
The Empress Theater Collective understands the need to destroy everything except the facade, but they are uncertain about what private development might bring to the area in the future. McLeod hopes that the city stays dedicated to including some art spaces while acknowledging housing is a top priority.
Yes, we want to keep the historic reference of it being this deco Egyptian period piece, one-of-a-kind cinema in the facade. I accept that, you know, losing everything inside, but maintaining arts and culture and communities keep something alive, and we need art and culture. Without it, I think we're suffering.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Sykes in the 60, a joke on Sex in the City, but whatever. Hosted by Abraxia. It is now Sunday, 1 p.m.
What?
Yeah, would you know?
It's not 2
we've
PM,
got a
guys.
Very special guest for your lovely ears today. Who are you?
I'm Jasper Mays. I have three different names, but we're gonna go with Jasper today.
Okay.
Hey.
And what do you do?
I have a show on Fridays on this very lovely, wonderful, beautiful radio station of CJLO. It's at 1 p.m. as well. It's called The Castle, and it's different every week, but I really like grunge music, and I really like weird pop music.
Well, there we go. So you should tune into like this show every Sunday and that show every Sunday,
yeah.
And then you'll have just a tiny bit more of your incessant and very necessary fix for student radio.
Yes,
one of the better addictions to have, I would say. Anyway, yes. We've got a very special program for you today. So Jasper, the very, very special guest, picked the theme. And what theme did you pick, Jasper?
I think I said something about stabbing a cloud of fog with a big sword.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something that sounds like a sword cutting through, I believe the wording you use. Cutting through fog. So we've got a bunch of sword cutting through fog music for you today. Mm-hmm. Starting out with a track that I believe you suggested, or from an album you suggested I picked the track. It was, I think, a lot of the tracks, I looked through the albums and was like, okay, this one has like the least plays. We're doing that. And this is by ML Butch. It's a track titled Whoosh. Do you have anything to say about ML Butch?
I have never, like, delved into who they are, but they come up a lot on, like various like playlists that I find, and a lot of artists sort of that are hyperpop adjacent have collabed with. And I think they're just a very strange electronic artist, and they have a great vibe.
Okay, perfect. Well, I hope you enjoy Whoosh by ML Butch. So here is Whoosh.
Thank you. interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
The policies of the Canadian government.
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour. Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690.
This is your President Sixpack with an important announcement. You are tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, 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 hello. Hey. You're listening to Psychs in the 60, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. Although that's not, I mean, that's what it used to be, but now it's whatever I want.
I feel like this still counts as psychedelic.
Okay, I mean,
it's
yeah.
It's weird.
I personally have a very wide stretch of what psychedelic could be.
Yes.
Really, it's all a state of mind, man. Anyway, so hope you enjoyed that little ad spot, best part of the show, as always. And coming up next, no. So the tracks that you just heard in order of playing were Whoosh by ML Butch. We looked it up.
Yeah.
They're from, where are they from?
Danish.
Those crazy Danes. Okay, and then there was Borderline by Adam Freeland and Brody. I don't know how to say this word. Dale, Dale, yeah. Something like that. Daily. Which you sent me
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea how I found that song, but I know that when we were first texting about doing this guest spot, I was actually being tattooed on my craft table in my living room. But sometimes I get this thing, I don't know if I'm like a pain freak or something, but you know that feeling on your scalp when someone's like playing with your hair or touching your back and it feels like all your hair is like standing up and it feels really good?
Yeah.
I get that sometimes when I'm getting tattooed. And it feels really good.
I was at this party the other day and this girl who kind of flirts with me sometimes just walked over when I was talking to someone else and began like scratching my scalp.
Yes.
That felt really nice actually. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We then, so Whoosh by ML Butch, Borderline by Adam Freeland and Brody, who knows, and then Flux by New Astronomy, their newest single.
Yeah, New Astronomy has some really good ambient stuff. I want to say they're from BC.
Okay, so am I, unless you're wrong. Anyway,
maybe you're wrong too.
I mean, memory is a falsification of reality, yeah, so you'll never know. Anyway, hopefully you'll be living in the present moment for the next tracks coming out, and we've got a special one, Cougar by Tennyson. Anything to say about this?
I discovered Tennyson so my radio show on Friday, the show before mine is Charts and Crafts, which is a volunteer-run show.
I hosted that right at the beginning. I remember the first line I ever said was a song introduction. I guess I can say now because it's the title of a song, even though it normally would not be allowed on air. I think it was something along the, like the first words I ever said on air. I think it was something along the lines of, "At rock bottom, I was a piss girl." That's like a track that we played.
That's a goated first thing to say on live radio.
Anyway,
So Charts and Crafts is like the top 30 plays on CJLO, and Tennyson, which is sort of like a hyper pop. Artist was played, and I was early at the station going through the CD vault and heard the song and like came into the booth because I was like, I need to know who this is because this is so perfect. And it's Tennyson. It's a great album.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy from Tennyson the track Cougar.
Thank you. Nothing seems
Hello, 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 hello. Well, you know, you know the program. What program is this?
It's like in the 60s.
Yeah, you know it. And we've got a very... I'm your host, Abrax, here. We've got a very special guest. Introduce yourself, guest.
Hi, I'm Jasper Mays, a.k.a. President Sixpack.
Yeah, we heard about you that earlier.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I'm host of The Castle on Fridays at 1 on this very lovely radio station.
Yeah, you know what radio station it is.
I sure hope so. And some poor listener is like, wait, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, yeah, just flicking through the radio dial. What's really annoying is, like, I've got this ancient, like, Sears, like, alarm clock that my dad had with a broken motherboard of some kind that I've had for years and years and years and years. But, like, the dial doesn't go far enough that I can actually listen to the program.
Interesting.
It's cruelty is what it is. So I just listen to some francophone CBC stuff.
Yeah, my radio doesn't pick up CJLO. I even... like wrapped wire around the antenna to make it a longer antenna. Didn't do anything.
Though I got these headphones a few months back, where these really, really nice ones. And when I'm like making like music on my laptop, I sometimes like I began noticing, like, I'm here. What is this like talking in the background? And it's quietly picking up radio signals.
Oh my god!
As I'm like, yeah, which like yeah. When I realized, I was like, whoa! I've got like a crystal radio somewhere that I like. Made but never actually like used.
Yeah, my roommate's record player was picking up the Wi-Fi. It sounded really bad.
Oh my god,
it's very confusing. Anyway, what did we just listen to?
So the three tracks you just heard in order of playing were Cougar by Tennyson, Mundo Nuevo by Rosalia, not Rosalia, as I was anglicizing earlier, and Stardew by Purity Ring
is they're from Edmonton, and they started making music in like 2010, and it's very like early high school core for me.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 15, how awesome are they?
12.
Okay,
yeah.
So, like, you should listen to Purity.
You should definitely, yeah, you should definitely
anyway,
listen to them.
So, the tracks we've got coming up next, we're going to start it off with, in the second half of the hour, Light Runner by Gift. Do you have anything to say about this, my very special guest?
Yeah, Jasper? So this album, Illuminator by Gift, a couple weeks ago, I went to the Botanical Gardens, and they have a really nice greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And I listened to this album on my headphones and just walked through the greenhouse for like 2 hours.
That sounds beautiful.
And it was like the perfect album to listen to.
Well, I hope that you feel like you're walking through a greenhouse, unless you are, in which case I hope we enhance the experience.
Yeah, I hope you're really existing in reality right now.
Yeah. So,
and everyone else, delusion for you.
Yeah. I mean, it already is, isn't it? Anyway, though. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy By Gift, a special gift for your wonderful, wonderful, sensitive ears, Light Runner.
Oh, existed. I don't anymore. Like a cloud that it hovers, like a dog at my door. To be someone important, what is it for? I'm hearing it backwards, in surround sound. Only wanna breathe in what you breathe out. Before we met, and I will exist once again to see through is to see the end. Time takes the pains of innocence.
Hello, 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 hi. Okay, okay. You know the program you're listening to, and you know who we are, right? Did you hear what they said?
I think so. Can you speak up a little bit? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Jasper.
Yeah, and I'm Abraxia. That's not my real name, but, you know, you don't get to know that.
Can I know your social security number and also your credit card information, though?
Only the numbers on the back, but okay, I'll give cool. you to them. I'll give them to you after the program.
Thank you so much.
Anyhow, the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were Light Runner by Gift, Any Wave by La 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 La. No, La 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 La, La La La, and Healing Spiritual Echo, great title, by Meat Computer, great name.
Yeah.
They must be good at names, I'm getting the sense. Yeah, anything? Oh, no, and so we're getting to near the end of the program, and we're going to have a little ad coming up after this. We apologize in advance for the 1 minute of your time that it'll be spending, but nothing you can do in the face of a monetary world. But after the ad, we're going to be playing a track called Neverland by Echo 64. Do you have anything to say about
Montreal DJ hyperpop duo?
Okay.
Yeah, simple. They had an EP that came out last fall. It's cute. I enjoy their stuff.
They're wearing panda hats in a photo I'm looking at.
It's goated.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy Neverland by Echo 64, but before that, we got a little break by the one and only UNIA. Amazing they still exist. Yay. You know, all the Malcolm X connections and so on and so forth. Crazy that we're playing ads by the one and only UNIA, but I hope you enjoy this ad by UNIA.
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy, Universal Negro Improvement Association of Montreal presents Unity in the Community. Marcus Garvey once quoted, "A people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots." Located at 2741 Notre Dame West from February the 15th to March 15th, join us Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 for a vibrant series celebrating the legacy and ongoing contributions of the Black community in Montreal. Hosted by Gordon Weeks and Joe Zamal, each event is designed to engage, educate, and inspire through storytelling, film, and live performance. Discover the rich history, learn from trailblazers, and connect with others passionate about cultural heritage and empowerment. Sunday, March the 8th at 3 p.m., join us in a conversation of the Civil Rights Movement. Have we evolved? Hosted by Gordon Weeks with a guest panel. For more, check out uniamontreal334.com.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CGLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Hello, it's me, Michael Phelps, from swimming. When I'm not busy swimming from the center of the Pacific Ocean to the nearest shore, I'm listening to 1690 AM.
Auga.
Correct.
I beat you to it.
Indeed you did. So this has been Sykes in the 60. I hope you've enjoyed the hour of musical progress.